B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me. What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's get going. Sound off.
All right, time for sound off. 610-771-9705. You got something to say? Hit us up on the sound off line. Leave a message. We'll listen to it. If it's worthy, we'll play it on the show.
I can't believe that I actually wanted Andrew Wiggins over Joel Embiid 5 years ago. What in the world was I thinking? I look at this guy. He doesn't want to take over a game. He looks like a Kawhi Leonard imposter. He's not a bust, but he is turning into a disappointment.
Disappointment.
He's a big disappointment. You see how thin he is? He doesn't. Mm-hmm. Clearly, he's not working on his body either.
Yeah.
What is he doing?
I don't know.
Sixers, 83 points at the half. I hope they don't take a page out of the Eagles' book and go scoreless the rest of the game.
Oh, look at that. A shot at the Eagles and a shot at maybe number nine. Dave registered his displeasure on the sound off line.
You gotta love the Sixers fan. Big ovation of Brocco and Dario. Sixers go up by 40. Herb Bayless gets in the game. What do? Boo him mercilessly because he deserves that, because all he did was steal money from us, and the fans know it.
Yeah, fans are smart enough to figure that out. He did steal. He wasn't worth anything here for $9 million. He was supposed to be a veteran presence, locker room dude. He didn't do anything.
Now, they said he was a good locker room dude.
Yeah?
He showed up early. He was like the first guy to arrive.
Apparently a pretty smart guy.
Yeah, last to leave. He was a good, influence. He just didn't help him on the court, but apparently he was a good guy.
Yeah.
We have a thing in Philadelphia where if we believe you're playing hard and you're leaving it on the floor, that you get a pass. Doesn't matter about talent. Doesn't matter about skill. If you play hard and you show emotion, you get a pass. Plain and simple. By laying on the ground and beating the ground with his fist, that gave Alshon a pass.
Yeah, right. He played it right. You know, staying with his face in the dirt, and then going over his sidelines and putting his hands over his face like he was going to cry. Yeah, it goes a long way.
The Sixers put on the exhibition last night. I mean, they blew Minnesota Timberwolves right out of the building. I mean, this team is really good. But the thing is, their defensive perimeter player that they're seeking, they don't have yet. I really believe if they can strengthen that bench, that this team will compete for a championship in two or three seasons.
Yeah, saying they're really good is going too far, because they haven't proven to be good enough to beat the teams that are ahead of them in the East. So don't get fooled, because they rung up a lot of points against the team that kind of laid down for them last night. They're really good when they are competitive against these top teams, when they can defend these top teams. So we'll see about that.
Yeah, Manny Machado hits nearly 300 and gets 100 RBIs every season because he never hustles. But somehow, magically, he has a high batting average. That complaining about Manny Machado not hustling are stupid.
Listen, man, you know my spin on this whole thing, right? Those kind of things are meaningless to me. People focus on that nonsense instead of the production of a particular player and how he would shape the rest of the lineup.
Yeah, I don't know why everyone's acting like they didn't see Nick Foles catch a serious case of the yips again. On Sunday, he turned back into a pumpkin. You know, it's over. It's over for Nick Foles. I love him. God bless him. He won the Super Bowl. No one has ever done that. But sorry, Nick. Time to go. Bye.
Well, heartless. Oh, poor Nicky. Tell me, I think we had to have a ceremony for him.
What happens? Nick Foles winds up at the Giants and has a successful year. Does Carson ever live that up or down?
He's not going to go to the Giants. Can you get the Giants, Nick Foles?
Well, I guess they pay him the most money. He's got a running back.
Replace Eli Manning with a 30-year-old Nick Foles. Is that going to sell in New York?
Yeah.
They have to develop a young guy. They have to have a young guy.
Well, why couldn't they do the two-pronged approach that you said? You have Foles, you draft a quarterback.
You have Kyler Murray.
Well, I don't know about him. Mm-hmm. You draft Ohio State quarterback.
Yeah, Nick Foles going someplace, like even within a division, does that scare me at all? In fact, I think people have the wrong view of that. It's less of a threat because you know the guy's weaknesses.
Okay, maybe I spoke too soon yesterday. I guess I wouldn't undo the trade. But the fact still is that we went from having five legit starters to four. Elton Brand's got to make something happen here, and the Butler move will work fine. Great job last night, boys.
Wilson Chandler had a big game for you last night. Went enough to impress you. Jonah Bolden's his backup. Come on, man. They're solid at that position.
I'm listening to Sal Powell dissect the team, and then he says the one piece that he should have never let go was LeGarrette Blount, and damn it if he wasn't right, because I watched that whole Saints game, and I kept saying to myself, this is a game where we need a bell cow. We need LeGarrette Blount. A running back like that could have changed the momentum.
Yeah, I don't agree with the notion that we needed LeGarrette Blount because there was no guarantee that you were going to see the LeGarrette Blount that you saw the year before because he was a year older, so I was okay with it.
All right, all this talk about Wentz wagging back to Wentz. The dude's been hurt the last three seasons he's played. Wake up. Everybody's got McChoke-itis. He's not the dream person that's going to save us. Nick Foles saved us. He won the freaking Super Bowl.
Come on, man. It's a small sample size, and you know it. You got to include that. Like, if you like Foles, that's fine, but you got to put, like, a governor on it and go, okay, well, we really haven't seen him in a full season either, right? When's Nick Foles been hardy enough to play a full season?
So, Mike, we're all going to love Nick Foles. He won us a Super Bowl. Let's not get it twisted. But he's just a good quarterback. He's nothing special. He's not great. You already said it yourself. If they lost, you were out. Mike, he turned that game around with that terrible pick. He underthrew a guy, and then after that, if you pay attention after that, he was terrible for the rest of that game.
He wasn't good. He needed to be better. That's why I jumped off. And that's the end of that team. Close it down, bro.
That's the best of the best today of Soundgarden. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are the licking?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 545 to see if your sound dog gets on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.